Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, thanks for joining us again. We continue along on Wake Up Call. And again, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb. But before we get to the good, the bad, and the dumb, a reminder, with so many bottles to choose from, it's easy to find all of your favorites with the lowest prices at Total Wine. Total Wine has been the best for over 30 years. Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine and more. Drink responsibly, B21. What is the good of the day for a Monday?
The good of the day. I got two on a Monday. All right. Both baseball related, because one was fantastic and the other one seems to kind of happen often. The first good of the day, Reds sensation, I think he's a shortstop, Ellie De La Cruz,
yeah, he's fantastic.
If you haven't seen this play, you got to check it out. He hit the ball to Astros first baseman Jose Abreu, who caught it behind the bag, right?
Right.
He beat Jose Abreu to first base.
He's like the fastest player in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
He's lightning
fast. They ran
fast.
A stat, which I don't know how they did, but he's running 30.8 miles per hour from home plate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a car. What are we talking about here?
I don't get it. But it was just the fact that, I mean, he has, what, 90 feet to go, and Jose had about 5?
Yeah.
And yeah, I will give this. It was a tough snag for Jose, and he is a little, you know, on the more portlier side,
yes,
of life. But the fact that that Ellie De La Cruz was able to beat him to the bag is impressive.
How much though did he think that? Oh, this is routine. I've now got. I'll
oh, I go, guarantee. I guarantee. I mean? Like, he popped up. I mean, he was in a hurry. And I think it was because as soon as he snagged the ball, and they were like, "Hey, you get up, go!" I mean,
yeah.
But there was no chance that he could toss the ball over to, like, the pitcher. The pitcher didn't get off the mound quick enough.
Like, as soon until you experience that firsthand, it's hard to believe that a guy will beat you out to first base when you have 9 feet to go to get there, and he's got 90 feet to get there.
I don't know if it was his first step or two was a jog, but I mean, he did pick it up and try to get to the bag when he realized that, you know, first of all, the pitcher's not going to get there in time. He's not going to get there in time. And
De La Cruz thinks he can beat out anything now. Like, as soon as he makes contact, no matter where it is, he's at full flash speed.
I know we talked about it before. His first major league hit was just a routine ball into the gap that he turned into a triple.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean,
it's just fast.
You know, I mean, it would have been a double by any other standards, but he's like, no, I'll get third. No big deal.
Great stuff. All right, yeah. What's the second baseball?
The other second baseball good of the day was that a father and son took his kids out to the game at Fenway Park.
Right.
And then I think it was someone in the bullpen or outfield threw the ball up to the father. The father hands it over. It's a foul. No, it's the ball boy. I'm sorry. Or ball girl. I don't know what they use down the foul pole line. And, you know, the son or the father handed it to his youngest son, who proceeded to throw it back onto the field.
Okay, so actually a ball was given to another fan, and that fan reached up and gave it to the kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't the dad that gave the ball to the kid.
Right.
But a stranger gave the kid the ball, and then the kid threw the ball.
He threw the ball back on the field, which made older brother lose his mind.
Lost his mind like older brothers should, by the way.
And there's father, you know, just trying to have a moment with his sons, which he ended up getting a great moment with his sons, but, you know, consoling both of them at the same time.
Right.
The silver lining to this is that NESN caught this. So did a couple of the Red Sox players, and they all sent swag to him.
They got
some signed baseballs. They got a signed jersey. And I think it was, is it Hillebrand? Is he on the Red Sox? He even commented, you know, like, nice throw, kid.
We are getting too soft as a society.
We have to
tell these kids there's consequences for your action, and your actions your whole. You go home with nothing, sir.
And this is
nothing.
This is why I brought this up, because this is also a fear of mine that it's like, oh, okay, you know, if I caught a baseball, I'm like, oh, great, give it to my youngest who's 6, and he throws it down into the field.
Well, do you think your 6-year-old would throw it on the field? This kid looked like he was 3.
Yeah, he looked like he was 3. I don't know if a 6-year-old would, but I'm saying, you know, if I give it to him and then he throws it down, do I sit there and go, yes, We're getting
some
stuff.
Now we get gear. Yeah. Now they're going to be sympathetic to our cause.
Because before, I just had a baseball.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to get a signed baseball and a signed jersey and whatnot. It's like, yes, here we go.
I went on a date once to Fenway Park. I took a girl to Fenway Park with the radio station I was at. And I almost trampled her to get a foul ball.
Of course.
Like I was like, a foul ball was coming our way. And I thought to myself, I had this animalistic instinct to destroy everything around me so I could be the one to catch this foul ball. And of course, I didn't have my glove because I was an adult, but I was going to catch it with my bare hands. But I started realizing, I said, I think I'm pushing my date against the barrier of the seat to get this foul ball. I better back off. But yeah, they're it's kind of addicting to kind of go after those things. So when you get one, they're pretty exciting when you get a foul ball at a major league game or in somebody hands it to you. I know there's the argument of if you get a foul ball or you get a ball, do you give it to a little kid? And some people say, well, I may have a kid at home. Like I may be here on business and I get it. And I don't want to give it to kids. I don't give it to my kid. I want to take it. Look what I got you, kid. I was at the baseball game. You get this baseball. Yeah.
My favorite video. And I saw it again for the first time in a long time was the kid who caught the foul ball. Like a foul ball comes to him or the ball girl tosses the ball to him and he catches it in his glove. And then he turns because he has another ball in his hand and he turns and gives the generic ball to a group of girls behind him.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet. I remember that video.
Such a beautiful move.
Class move, man. Yep. Class move. Showing off the baseball skills and you get a little souvenir.
Yep.
How great is that? Yeah. You know, planting the flag as quickly as you can. Yeah, good stuff. And yeah, but it seems like, I keep giving him, but you know, after a while I go, sorry, son, you had it. You blew it. Learn a life lesson.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
don't
I agree.
Throw the baseball away. So have you ever gotten a foul ball at a baseball game before?
No.
No,
they're
hard to get.
No, I've actually minor league, yeah, but that's I don't know if minor league counts because there's what 1,000, 2,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, so
depending on the one we used to go to, we used to go see the Sugarland when they were the Skeeters. Now they're the Space Cowboys. You'd go there, you could sit literally right on the wall, and you can get a foul ball from them. But is that really the same thing?
Right, right.
You know,
I've only gotten one
at a professional game.
I got one, and I was in the press box at Coors Field in Denver.
Okay.
And one came into the press box, hit the wall, the back wall, and then dribbled down to my feet. And the only thing I remember was I picked it up, and I went to the press box attendant, and I was like, what do you want? What do I do with this? And he goes, it's yours. I go, all right, okay.
Yeah, just making sure.
I was like, I just want to make sure because I'm covering the game. And do I get to leave with goodies?
Here's the deal with that, right? You know, maybe it's a little inside knowledge that we give them. I hate the fact that you can't be a fan.
Oh, in press boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
that you're there to work. I mean, in a situation like that, you should be sitting there like, I got a foul ball. I'm a fan. I want the foul ball.
I get to keep it.
But you sit there and you have to go, it's like, I don't want to get in trouble.
I still have it in my office. It's still in my office.
Of course.
And I put it in a case. But did I ever tell you the story about that baseball?
No.
All right. So the reason that baseball is special to me is because a couple of reasons. So my grandfather had passed away in May of 2002, and I was in Denver, so a year later. So on the anniversary of my grandfather's death, and my grandfather was a big baseball fan, Brooklyn guy, loved the Dodgers, then became a big Mets fan, big baseball guy. I was a kid, go visit him, read stats with him, talk baseball with him, loved baseball. In fact, he had a Mets floral arrangement at his funeral. So I gave his eulogy at the funeral. So I was very close to my grandfather. So a year after on an anniversary, I was covering a Rockies game, and I thought it was kind of cool. I was like, you know what? This is the best way to honor my grandfather. I'm covering a baseball game. He loved baseball. So I get a foul ball. I never gotten a foul ball before. In all the games I've ever attended as a fan or in the media, I never get a foul ball before. And the guy who hit the baseball, the baseball that I caught, was Timo Perez of the New York Mets. So I've put a number of things together to make that's a very special baseball because a Met hit it to me on the anniversary of my grandfather's death, who was a big Mets fan. So I've kept that baseball. That's why it's special. The only one I've ever got. And here's the cool thing about that story was I was talking to one of the guys, somebody goes, who got that baseball? And I said, me. And the guy was saying, he goes, baseballs go into press boxes in different stadiums, but Wake Horse Field is, it's a little lower. The press box is a little lower, and it doesn't, you have to really hit one sort of screaming back to get into the press box at Coors Field. Some of the other ones are a little higher, so a foul back that goes a little higher can go in there. But the way Coors Field is, they got very, very, very few of them since that stadium was open. They even marked the wall that it hit, and they kind of put a little mark and wrote the date on it, and they left it unfixed for a while, and then they eventually fixed it. But it was very rare that a ball came into the press box at Coors Field, so that was mine. We'll have the bad and the dumb coming up next, and then Cam Rogers, Believe Network on the U.S. Open as we continue.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along with Wake Up Call. And then Cam Rogers will join us from the Believe Network to talk golf and the U.S. Open and what it all means with Wyndham Clark winning. By the way, good another Denver thing. He was a Denver kid, Wyndham Clark.
Yeah.
Went to Valor Christian High School. Was a classmate of Christian McCaffrey. So good for Denver again. Win the NBA championship and the U.S. Open all within a week time. Very well played, City. All right, what is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day and the dumb of the day could be interchangeable depending how you look at it. So it doesn't really matter which is which. They're both the equally bad and dumb.
Okay.
So what I chose to do, the bad of the day, was Jordan Love still has a lot to learn being the guy at Lambeau.
Okay.
And the reason why is because he thought it'd be fun to take to social media yesterday and wish all the Bears fans a happy Father's Day.
Oh, wow. Okay. I get it. But that's not really him.
I think he's trying to carry the torch.
Yeah, good for him to try, yeah. But that doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, the way he presented it, the way he said it, he's definitely implying that the Bears are his father.
Right. That's not, you can't do it that way.
Yeah. That's not the way Aaron did it.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you don't, when you wish somebody happy Father's Day, it's usually to your father.
Right.
You don't, like, I didn't tell my kids, hey guys, happy Father's Day to me.
That's right.
Like, I didn't do it that way.
You didn't go happy Son's Day.
Right, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, they had to reach out to me to wish me a happy Father's Day. I don't reach out to them to remind them it's Father's Day. So Jordan Love, that's a complete botch on his part.
Yeah, that's what I said. I mean, that's what I said. It could either be bad, it could be dumb. I mean, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, stupid. Don't be dumb. You're taking over for Aaron Rodgers. Don't be stupid. All eyes are on you.
Yeah.
Be dumb. Don't be bright. So any backlash from that?
Oh, of course.
Chicago Bears fans have a good time with that?
They were very appreciative of it.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Do you think the Packers media people were like, come here, let's tell you how this works, Jordan.
Yeah.
Next time you want to tweet something, why don't you run it by us first, and then we'll see if it makes sense.
Remember, you're the daddy.
Yeah.
You're the dad of the Bears. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sounds like a very confused person. Doesn't understand his proper role. Nice failed joke. Jordan Love. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day that is also bad, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me looking at it differently because I know that this is the way sports works nowadays. But a sports book, betonline.ag, which is I think it's European based,
right,
is offering odds for the first time ever on the Special Olympics.
Ooh, okay,
yeah.
I mean, I guess people can bet on anything if you want to give them odds or something.
And that's exactly where they're coming from, is that, hey, it's a sporting event. People want to bet. You know, we're offering odds on 12 different events. I look back and go, I don't know if that's an appropriate use of sports betting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why should I feel that way?
Right. If you're going to say, okay, but we'll bet on color of Gatorade.
Of course.
Like, we'll do that. Why wouldn't we want to bet on an actual event that these athletes training for?
And we're supposed to look at them and treat them like they're athletes, which they are.
No kidding.
But yet I feel bad. It's like, oh, why are you taking a bet on him?
Yeah, good point.
He's missing a leg or missing an arm. What's going on here? You know, he's mentally handicapped. What are we doing here? But at the same time, if I'm at the event, I'm going crazy because, you know, it's an athlete.
Yeah.
And he might be better at his sport, whatever it might be, than I am. So I was struggling. I don't know if
it was bad. I mean, they're training for it and whatnot. So, yeah, maybe that's a...
You know, and that's why I didn't know if it was dumb on betonline.ag or me.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, good point. Good point. The more I'm thinking about it, are they adding more validity to this than it already? I mean, Special Olympics is one of the best organizations for what they
exactly.
do. They've grown that over the years. It's been around forever. So are they adding some validity to it by saying, hey, guess what? And you know what? Just like other sports and other athletes and other athletic events, people can gamble on you. Maybe they're doing it that way. But maybe it's also just going, hey, you know what? Give us something that we can process, and we'll throw odds down on anything. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, this is coming from the Bet Online Sportsbook manager, Adam Burns. He said, there are two or more people engaged in a sanctioned competition. We want to offer odds on it, and the Special Olympics is no different.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, when I first saw the story, I was like, oh, I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. But then as you think about it, it's okay, why shouldn't I feel comfortable?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a gambler anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I'm also thinking, remembering back when COVID was happening, and, you know, I remember I had to really sit down and make fun of my friend, Eitan.
Was gambling still doing
He was. He knew all about Taiwanese baseball because that was
the only thing going on at the moment. Yeah, I remember that. I do remember that.
And
exactly.
It made me laugh. And I'm like, okay, are you that? But that's his livelihood. That's kind of who he is. And, you know, when you had sports taken away, that was his hobby.
Right.
And, you know, and honestly, that's how he, you know, makes money or makes a living, by giving out these odds to people and doing that type of thing. And he was just jonesing to get back to some sort of normalcy for him. So Taiwanese baseball was it.
Why not? Even if you don't know anything about it. Yeah, exactly.
Just to crack me up. But he would say, oh, man, you just see the game last night? I'm like, no, I didn't
what?
See a game
I didn't see a game last night. I'm not watching Taiwanese baseball because I bet on it.
Yeah.
I put like, a bet on it. Just
like, you know, I miss
staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you talking about?
I miss sports just like everybody else, but I'm not that desperate.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, guys out there, if you want to bet online, is
where are the Special Olympics being held?
Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, remember we had the story about Indiana.
Oh,
State.
That's right. The so Indiana State baseball.
So they're being held in Indiana State because there was no room at the no room for a playoff game.
By the way, the College World Series is continuing on in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yep.
Peyton Manning was in attendance for Tennessee's loss on Saturday to LSU,
and people were getting mad at him.
Because he was drinking Bud Light.
Yeah,
I know. I know
Come
about
on,
that
people.
Controversy.
Who cares?
Garth Brooks is shutting down his he's not even opening up his restaurant because he made some comments about the Bud Light controversy, about serving Bud Light and whatnot. Now investors are starting to pull out of his Friends in Low Places bar.
It's getting ridiculous,
so,
guys.
You know? So they're losing lots and lots of money. The problem is it goes down the line, right? It goes to all the distributors and people.
Oh,
who work.
Yeah.
So it affects a lot of different
people. But
you
got to remember, water's water.
Yeah, right?
Whatever. That's what Bud Light is.
So,
it's water.
Tennessee's facing elimination today against Stanford. That's an elimination game. Double elimination tournament.
Yep.
So if you have a chance, if your college ever goes to the College World Series, go. I've heard it's great. I've never been there, but everyone I know who's been there, and I live in the South, so a lot of people have gone to see
Vanderbilt.
It
looks like a good time.
They say it's a great time.
It looks like a good time. And I guess LSU fans are having a lot of fun.
Yes.
They're pretty much every place they go, they're drinking it dry.
And they are playing also today, but they won. So they won their game. So they're not in the elimination bracket like Tennessee is, but... There you go. One other bit of news. Roger Goodell was in Montreal for the Canadian Grand Prix, and that raising the ire of what the hell he was doing there in the first place. And so many people are speculating that he's trying to get bring back the Expos.
He's
NFL. Trying to get, and he is trying to get, this is speculation. Because why? Roger Goodell not only went to the Canadian Grand Prix, he was hanging out with business people and important Montreal people. Now, first of all, this, he's not sitting in the grandstands, right? If he goes to these events, he's probably mingling with important people at whatever sporting event he goes to. So, like, if he goes to attend the U.S. Open tennis, or he goes to the U.S. Open golf, or whatever he wants to do, he's not going to be buying a general admission ticket. So because he was around important dignitaries of Montreal, there is speculation that he's trying to land another international game in the future in Canada. That instead of the Bills playing in Toronto, like he yep. just goes, no, I'm going to treat it like I'm treating Germany and Mexico City and London. I will have an international game in Canada, and I will put it in Montreal. There's speculation that that's why he was there, to talk to those people at a sporting event.
I think a game in Montreal would be fantastic.
I don't disagree.
It'd be a lot of fun.
I don't disagree. I think it would be great.
Weather's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good fall weather.
Good fall weather. Go send it up to Montreal. Yeah. So that was at least the speculation. Now,
or if he wants to create a international team, maybe get Canada involved in international teams. I think we'll be okay with that.
Right.
Instead of, you know, throwing a team in England or Germany and trying to have them trying to make those logistics make sense. I think an NFL team with the Montreal Expo colors, I would love to see that.
Yeah, sure. So maybe that's why he's there. Or, and this is just my speculation, he could have just gone because why not? What the heck? I got nothing. You know, it's a weekend.
Why not?
In New York, go up to Montreal for a weekend, watch some racing and meet some people and say hi.
How about this? Major League Baseball's doing thing, you know, changing up the rules. NBA's doing their thing. NFL, why don't you just go buy the Canadian Football League?
Yeah. Yeah, right? Let's get the Edmonton Eskimos and make them
Montreal Alouettes.
Yes,
I would
exactly.
love to see the Alouettes versus the Bears.
Exactly. So, a lot of, again, Roger Goodell can't go just enjoy some event without people wondering what the hell he was doing there. And this weekend, he was at the Canadian Grand Prix talking to a lot of Montreal officials about something.